It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, you pick up the victory tonight. You knew it wouldn't be easy. You had a 17-point lead in that second half. A Fordham team just wouldn't stop fighting.
You know, they made a couple of threes, and we missed two front ends of a 1-1. And when you miss those front ends, it's like a turnover. And all of a sudden, what could have been 4 points for us is 6 points for them. And that was the thing that really made, that kind of generated that. And then we had that three-point foul that, again, you know, the guy missed the shot, and we followed through with the foul. And that's, so there's that that loss of that lead. But I'm thrilled with the way our guys fought. You know, they used every ounce of their energy to fight tonight. And how about Kellen? He didn't make a three, but he had 28 points. And that's just wonderful to see. I thought Luka was sensational. I thought everyone was sensational. You know, they tried to play his own. They couldn't play his own because Keyshawn was in the belly. He's so efficient and effective there. Luke Frampton, how about the spark he gave us? A big Mo hitting those two threes at the end of the half. And John played his steady, steady self. And you know, he's always ice at the foul line at the end, and delighted that he got there and got those foul shots knocked down for us.
One thing that was discussed this morning is that you're able to get in your sets and run, that the back door was going to be open, and it was on a number of different occasions.
Yeah, and different guys threw those passes. And what's also interesting is that they changed defenses quite a bit, particularly in the second half, and I thought our guys had rhythm and flow, and because of their rhythm and their flow, it didn't at all disrupt what we were doing. And I was really pleased that our guards handled that situation so well.
Coach, it looked like in the second half, towards the end of the game, it looked to me like it was a combination of a couple of things. Hustle, when you saw Keyshawn track down those two offensive rebounds and get the big block in the corner, and then just good decisions. Instead of John Axel pulling the ball out, getting it set up, it just looked like we were doing a better job of maintaining our composure tonight.
Well, Perk, that's a great observation from an ex-point guard, because I was thrilled. You know, Keyshawn 2 years ago came here and got five offensive rebounds at the elbow, the two like he got like tonight, mm-hmm. and they were the game savers for us 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And those were pivotal tonight. Of course, like you said, that block he got in the corner, he looked like he had dynamite up his butt, because he really took off for that. And you're exactly right about John. John came down 1-on-3, and the old John Axel freshman year is going to go in there because of his fearlessness. And here he deflated completely and had them guessing, and then pulled the ball out, and we got a score and a possession. So a lot of real positive things.
Looking back at some of these miscellaneous numbers, Coach, you guys had a big advantage on the boards, and another number that pops out, and it was because of decision-making, 42-18 advantage points in the paint.
Yeah, we went after Luka in the paint, and I thought he was very good, not just back to the basket, but a couple of spin moves, a couple of dribble moves, and he's getting much more comfortable with that. So thrilled about that. And again, look at our shooting percentage defense, 38%, which is pretty darn good. We were 77 at the line. We were 51 from the floor. A lot of good things happening tonight.
Looking back to Kellen, we mentioned those 28 points, very efficient from the field, 10 of 12 from the foul line. And something Matt, you know, talked about at halftime, I said he had a look in his eyes before this game, and he's had that look for the last couple of days, hasn't he?
Well, you know, give our assistant coaches tremendous credit. Brian Sullivan broke down all of Kellen's offensive plays from last year, and I showed it to Kellen on the bus ride from the airport, and then Brian went a step further. Brian actually paralleled the moves, the exact moves last year versus the exact location movements this year, and there was a stark contrast in the way Kellen attacked the rim last year versus pulling up and shooting jumpers this year. And he took it to heart, because like I said earlier, he got 28 points without getting a three. He only took one three-pointer. And then, you know, we selected Kellen to shoot the technical foul, and he had been struggling at the line. And that was Matt McKillop saying, let's go with Kellen. And he's got the assistant coach has got his back in a big time way. And boy, it showed. He lived up to that tonight.
Coach, it looked like there was a great crowd here tonight from Davidson. And in the second half, they were out cheering the Fordham crowd. How much of that has to do with a coach from Queens?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we travel well. You know,
yeah.
We got a great representation of Davidsonians in New York. Yeah, there was about 30 of my family here.
That didn't hurt.
But it was about 15 of my former players, assistant coaches.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people. Peter Ander was here.
Love
to see him, and his mom and dad were here. And I'm sure I'm missing a number of people. But it was very reminiscent of our days in the Southern Conference when we traveled so well. And we do travel very well, and particularly here it looked very good tonight with the crowd being as sparse as it was because of the weather. But the Davidsonian people had no problem getting here. And, just thrilled that so many of them came.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time as always. Strong 10-point win here on the road in the Bronx against Fordham.
Thank you.
Thank you.